This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, I will be the first to admit during this pandemic, Amanda, I have been on Facebook way too much.
Yep. Same.
I feel like I'm getting the pulse of what is upsetting people, what they're excited about, what they're doing, what they're planning, who they're fighting with.
Just last night, I said to John, I have got to put my phone down. I cannot do this again.
It becomes addicting. You say, I'm just going to scroll another minute. But there are certain things I'm frankly just tired of seeing. Let me share a few of these with you now.
Okay.
Let me read this one. You've probably seen this, Amanda. Day number 3. I was challenged to name 10 albums that have influenced my musical taste and upbringing. One record per day for 10 days. No explanations, no reviews, just the cover art.
Why is that bothering you?
Too much work.
Well, no one's asking you to participate.
That's a good thing, because I won't.
You don't even want to see other people doing it.
No, I don't want to see it on my newsfeed. I guess
there's a similar thing going around for moms, like a mom challenge where people are challenging moms to post one photo a day for 10 days.
Oh my God, that's a big commitment. Yeah. We all have things to do. Maybe this is how we know who is working at home during the pandemic and who isn't.
I'm not going to lie. Whenever I get tagged in those things, I'm like, no, and you should know me better than to tag me, because you know I'm not going to do that.
Don't tag me, anyone. All right. The second thing I keep seeing that I'm fatigued by, and I don't even understand this one. Oh. I met a man on the London Bridge. He tipped his hat and drew his name. In this riddle, I told you his name. What is it? I have no freaking clue, nor do I really care. Can you figure that out, Amanda, or is it just me?
Oh, I like all the riddles that are going around.
I met a man on the London Bridge. He tipped his hat and drew his name. In this riddle, I told you his name.
Drew.
What does London Bridge have to do with it, then? Why didn't they say I met you on the Market Street Bridge in Kingston?
It's just a riddle.
Oh, boy.
There's been a lot of riddles.
Oh, that's not a good riddle.
You're angry.
Not angry. I'm tired of seeing it. And then somebody will yell, I beat Mary. I don't know what that means either. Okay. We see a lot of mobile DJs jumping on, usually around this time of day, to play music. But I see almost all of them. At the bottom of the screen, they'll write something like, I don't own this music.
What?
You didn't write Uptown Funk? Oh my God. You mean Eye of the Tiger isn't something you wrote? How about Hey Jude? How about that one? Do they think that protects them somehow?
I think that there was like a thought process that because they like their music is copywritten, that people should write, I don't own the rights to this music. Yeah.
You can all relax. The Facebook police would have already arrived at your door if you were seriously in trouble.